Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 57. We are in the 15th Perek, the second and third Mishnah, Perek Tesvov, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Beis. Basically, we are now, and we will be for several Perokim, studying the halachos of Tumah v'Tahara of clay eitz, of wooden vessels, as opposed to ceramic clay cheres, and as opposed to metal clay matras. So, the Mishnah says, Aruvos or Aruchos shel nachtumin. If this is a rolling board, which a baker has, upon which he rolls flour and water into dough and forms them into the shape of loaves. So it's a rolling board. If it's the baker's rolling board, tumeos, they are mekabel tuma. Because even though it's just a board, so it's a pshute kliets, it has no receptacle, it's just flat. Nevertheless, it's shaped, it's fashioned, it's designed in such a way that it looks like a vessel. And therefore, midrabonon, the chachamim will go there, that arucho shel nachtumin should be mekabel tumah, even though it's a wooden pshute kliets. V'shel bale batim, however, the same type of rolling board, if it is just used by a plain, ordinary person in his kitchen or her kitchen, tahoros, they're not mekabel tuma, because the private person just making bread for himself or herself will not take that board and shape it this way or that way. It's just a flat board suffices. So therefore, there's no din drabonon, no gzerot tzchachomim that should say that it is mekabel tuma. So it's not mekabel tuma, tahoros. Serkon o kirkomon, if the person, the balabayas, dyed the rolling board, the arucha, red, that's sirkon, or a kirkomon, the color of karkom, a kind of an orange-yellow, tumeos, the armakabil tumo, because by painting it, he's rendering it into a usable utensil. It's not, quote, just a board, end quote. It now is a utensil. And therefore, midrabonon, it is mekabel tuma. Daf shel nachtumin, the flat plank that bakers use, upon which they take the loaves of dough, not yet bread, not yet baked, loaves of dough, and leave them until they rise, until they become chometz, shekavo'o bakosel, which were affixed, banged into the wall, Rabbi Eliezer mitaher v'chachomim mitam'im. Rabbi Eliezer says it is not mekabel tuma, and the chachomim say it is mekabel tuma. Now, this phrase which we just studied in the Mishnah of daf shel nachtumin is discussed in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis. And there the Gemara says that this phrase which we just studied at the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim, is best understood as if it was in parentheses, because it's not dealing with Kli Eitz, but it's dealing with a Daf Shel Mateches, a plank of metal, a metal plank. So Rabbi Eliezer says, now remember, wooden planks, pshute kli eitz, are not mekabel tuma generally. Metal planks, klei mateches, which are just flat planks without a base kibble, pshute kli matches, are mekabel tuma. But in this case, Rabbi Eliezer says that this daf shel nachtumin, which is made of metal, is not mekabel tuma, because it's attached to the wall, so it's part of the wall, and it's not mekabel tuma. But the chachamim say no. Even though it's attached to the wall, still it's a plank in its own right, and it's used as a for some function, as a platform or a shelf upon which to put dough to rise. So therefore, it is mekabel tuma. However, That's what our mission is discussing, and that's a metal plank. A wooden plank attached to the wall, even the Chachamim would agree that it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's Pshutei Kliyeitz, it's attached to the wall. What can be better? It's not made to be Mekabel Tumah. So this is a halacha then about Klei Mateches, which kind of creeps into our perek, which is basically discussing Kliyeitz, because we're discussing baker's tools, and this metal plank is a baker's tool, and it is Mekabel Tumah according to the Chachamim, even if it is banged into the wall as a shelf. The Mishnah continues, Sirod Shel Nachtumin. Sirod is again a wooden platform, a flat piece of wood, upon which the baker puts a basin of water in which he washes his hands. His hands become sticky from the dough. So this it's a flat platform. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Tome, the Srod Shel Nachtumin, the baker's platform upon which he puts the basin of water, is Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because it is like a table which has been designed for the purpose of holding a basin. So even though it's flat and has no base kibble, has no physical receptacle, but it functions as a receptacle. It's something upon which you put something else. Therefore, it is Mekabel Tumah. V'shel Balabatim, but the same Sirod, if it's used by a plain, ordinary Balabos, a plain person in her kitchen, in his or her kitchen, Tahor is not Mekabel Tumah, because it's only used occasionally. However, she doesn't bake challahs three times a day. She does it maybe once a week. So therefore, it is not a specific designed utensil, and therefore it is not Mekabel Tumah. However, Gipifo, if the Balabayas puts a little rim around a frame, a little mini fence around this Sirod, Gipifo, Me'ar Baruchosos, from all four sides, so it now has a frame around it, Tome, now it is Mekabel Tumah, because now it has a base kibble. It's not just a flat plank of wood, it's a flat plank of wood with walls. And as such, it's Mekabel Tumah. Nifratz Meruach Achas, if one of those frames is removed, so that instead of being surrounded in all four sides, it is only surrounded from three sides, then Tahor, it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's not considered a kli, a vessel in itself, if it's the shrod of a Baal HaBayis, as opposed to the shrod of a Nachtom. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Im hiskino lihiyos koreitz olov, if the Baal HaBayis took this flat platform of wood and he's using it as the place where he's going to cut the dough into little biscuits, he has a big clump of dough, he's going to cut it, shape it, etc., then Tome, then it is Mekabel Tumah as the Srod Shel Nachtum, because now the Baal HaBayis, by fixing it and designing it and shaping it in this special way, is showing you that it is a keli chashuv b'fnei atzmo, and therefore it has a specific function. It's a specific utensil. It is Mekabel Tumah. V'chein, the Mishnah concludes, ha-ma'aruch, various opinions as to what the ma'aruch is, but the Aruch says, and the Rash Beinu Shimshin also follows this approach, that it's a rolling pin, a round piece of wood which you use to roll the dough. So that too is Tomei, is Mekabel Tumah, because that too is used as a kind of a receptacle. You want it to carry upon it at one point in the rolling process, the dough, and therefore it is Mekabel Tumah. Mishnah Gimel speaks about Yam Nofo Shel Salosin, literally the sea of a strainer, of a person whose profession it is to produce flour, solas. What you have here is a Nofo, a large, large sieve. Remember, it's the flour maker sieve. So it's not a little 3-inch wide strainer. It's maybe a few feet wide. And around it, you have a little fence. That fence, it's called the Yam, the sea, S-E-A, around the napa, around the sieve, S-I-E-V-E. So if it is the flour maker's Yam, then Tome, it is Mekabel Tumo, because it is a functional kli. It's a kli. It serves a purpose. The purpose is to make sure that every bit of flour is retained and nothing spills over the sides. However, Vishel Balebatim, this Yam Nafo, this fence around the strainer of a household, a personal private household, a balabos, Tor is not Mikabel Tumo. Many explain that the salos, the flour maker, the flour producer, is in the wholesale business of flour and is producing it for the manufacturer of flour. So it pays for him to retain every bit of flour because he's in the market of it. However, a person in his private kitchen sifting flour, if a little bit spills over to the side, it's not gefährlich, it's not so terrible, and therefore for him or her, the balabos or balabosta, their yam nafa is not mekabel tumo, but the flour maker's yam nafa is mekabel tumo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Avshel Godelis, you have a woman whose profession it is to braid, B-R-A-I-D, to make braids in women's hair. So this Godelis, this braider, this person doing the braiding, has a little, has a place where she cuts the hair or trims the hair or shapes the hair. And around the place where she's working, there is a kind of a fence which is designed to make sure that no hair gets lost. So therefore, this Godelis, this Yam Nafa Shel Godelis, is Tome Moshov. It is Mekabel Tuma as a Moshav Hazav, meaning if a Zav sits on this Yam Nafa, he'll make that Yam Nafa an Av HaTuma. Why? Bibnei Shehabonos Yoshvos Betocho VeGodlos. Because young girls would sit on a little bench-like extension, not extension, a belt-like, a bench-like plank of wood, which stretches from one end of the Yam Nafa to the other, upon which the girl who's making her braids or having the braids done to her sits there. Since it sits there, this Yam Nafa is a Moshav, and if a Zav or a Zava sit upon it, it becomes an Av HaTumah. And that's the halacha. And so we've completed lesson number 57.